Hello, everyone. Woo! It's a good day. It's such a good day. Welcome to the Connect with Kelly show. Welcome to the Connect with Kelly show. Wow. This is where we connect, we collaborate, and we create together. Together. And you know what I say, if it's change we seek, let's be the change. Guess what? I'm Kelly, your host. Thank you for joining me, everyone. Just for allowing me to be with you in your time and space, in your now. Wow, I am just honored you're choosing to be here with me. I'm going to just give a couple quick little beautiful shout outs to my sister, Lauren. Thank you for that sweet, sweet message this morning. Just thank you. I love you. And to my, first I'm going to say, I'm honored to, when I said I'm honored you're choosing to be here with me now, I kind of chuckle because I think of here and I can hear Q saying, where's here? In a kind of nudging, think about it kind of way. Where's here? And here for me is Oregon, as a lot of you know. Well, the geography we're calling Oregon anyway. And I'm just starting my day. The sun is just starting to, it's coming up. Beautiful Ra is in her fullness here. It's a beautiful morning here. And I wanted to give a shout out to my beautiful sister, Bo from Idaho, for for sharing the Jesus Jones song with me right here, right now. And there's just a couple lines I just want to share with you. Right here, right now. There is no other place I want to be. Right here, right now. Watching the world wake up from history. Wow, isn't that beautiful? Bo didn't know how synchronistic that would be because it's synchronistic. Right, Bo? Ah, it's such a good day. Before I get started, I wanted to issue a correction. My last show, I highlighted the breadcrumb band Coldplay, the song Coloratura, and I misspoke the album title, and I just want to correct that. It's Music of the Spheres. Music of the Spheres, Coldplay. Beautiful album. Please, please check it out. It's so good. So I'm a kid of the 80s, and I know I'm going to say remember, but I know a lot of us do. Remember the Rocky movies with Sylvester Stallone, the Italian Stallion? You know, who doesn't love a feel-good movie, right? With the underdog victory. Adrian! She's got to be his 20. I feel her love was just crucial in his discovering his inner power. What a great depiction of self-realization. Anyway, there is a reason the Rocky III theme song from today's Breadcrumb Band has had over 1.6 billion streams on Spotify. 1.6, like 1.62, something like that. One with a B, billion. That's just Spotify. So clearly, it's a song that we can all relate to. Like, there's something about it. And by the end of the show, I hope it'll become clear why I chose these lyrics. And I want to say also, Survivor is the Breadcrumb Band for today. The song is Eye of the Tiger. And, you know, the movie is great, but the band also, please check them out. Great, great Breadcrumb Band. All right, the lyrics go like this, and I'm going to forego the chorus until the end. Rising up, back on the street, did my time, took my chances, went the distance, now I'm back on my feet, just a man and his will to survive. So many times it happens too fast. You trade your passion for glory. Don't lose your grip on the dreams of the past. You must fight just to keep them alive. Face to face, out in the heat, hanging tough, staying hungry. They stack the odds. Still, we take to the street for the kill with the skill to survive. Rising up straight to the top. Had the guts, got the glory. Went the distance. Now I'm not going to stop. Just a man and his will to survive. It's the eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our rival. And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night, and he's watching us all with the eye of the tiger. Rawr. The eye of the tiger. AI says the most common modern interpretation is that having the eye of the tiger signifies being laser focused, intensely determined, confident, and possessing a fierce, never say die attitude when facing a challenge. And I just feel that song, those lyrics epitomize my guest today. He's not only a fighter and a survivor. He is a passionate visionary. That's what I call him, passionate visionary, who has just this inspirational story of grit, of determination, and of perseverance. And I am just honored to welcome Donald Newsom, president and co-founder of BBS Radio TV, which, as many of you know, is a one-of-a-kind, just world-class premiere online media network that currently streams on, get this, streams on over 193 of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Did y'all know that? They're streaming on over 193 of the largest broadcast stations. They're streaming on the three largest social networks and the biggest podcast stations on the planet, on the planet. So I guarantee you, if it's not on lamestream, I mean, mainstream media outlets, it's on BBS Radio TV. So with that, my sweet, sweet friend, Don, are you with me?
Oh, good morning, Kelly, and good morning to your audience. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Oh, Don. I was so eager not only just to chat with you and, you know, be with you heart to heart, but just a secret between you and me is I could just swim in your harmonics all day. I love them. So thank you for joining me. I am super, super eager to dive into the incredible media platform that you envisioned and co-created with your brother Doug. But first, I know what an amazing individual you are. You're so loving and kind and generous and compassionate. And I want to give the listeners an opportunity to get to know you and your story, so to speak. So what many may not know is that you've had an interesting path of self-discovery, and you've experienced some, how should I say, some just cut you off at the knees challenges, and some pretty heartbreaking losses. Yet, what I find absolutely inspiring, Don, is how you chose to not only stay passionate about life through it all, but you also chose to stay expansive in all of your endeavors, your steadfastness, your desire to not just survive, but to thrive through it all is astonishing to me. It's such a great example for all of us, how being proactive in response to tough events that we go through in our lives, how being proactive can just shift those timelines for what we don't prefer into those that we do prefer, but even into those that get us fired up and excited to just keep on keeping on. Those lyrics, rising up straight to the top, had the guts, got the glory, went the distance. No, I'm not going to stop. Just a man and his will to survive. I, like I said, I feel you epitomize those words. So would you like to give us just a glimpse of your journey? What brought you to this moment, and how do you stay heart-centered and passionate amidst challenges and perceived setbacks, if you wouldn't mind?
Oh, thank you. I'd love to share. Thank you. Well, I was fortunate. I have a twin brother. And when you have another that's like yourself, life's a lot easier. So I was blessed in that respect. So because of the fact that I have a twin brother, and we work together and live together most of our lives and have worked together our entire life, it's made things a lot easier because when one of us, starts to go in one direction, the other one will bring them back. And our father, I mean, we had great parents, excellent parents that had a moral compass, strong character, moral fibers that were extreme. Goodness was a value that that was not only, how would you say, established in our home, but it was, in a way, the only virtue that really meant anything. And my dad used to always say, it's your morals and your character that define you. And they were very loving and honest people. And so having that growing up, put us, I think, in the right mindset. But to be honest, Kelly, when you wake up and how do you put this? When you wake up and you go through a spiritual, let's say, awakening, and you finally cross that great divide where the veil is somehow no longer, the wool's no longer covering your eyes. The veil is lifted. It makes life easier. Then you, if you truly do go through that sort of an experience, you become what my father used to say, the eternal optimist. Because you realize that love is all there is. You realize that you are one with everything and that the journey is the prize. And how can you not be optimistic? Because you're going to live forever. In the end, you're going to be in, let's say, quote, heaven with all your spiritual friends. And what happens now is pretty short. It's a very short period of time. And so being the eternal optimist is just something that happens when you go through that sort of an awakening. But we were also brought up in a stern fashion and in a fashion of harmony and comedy. In other words, the humor in our family was pretty evident. And my dad used to say with a chuckle, but he meant it. When things go wrong and you think that it's time to fold, then you got to double down. When you feel it's time to fold, you expand. Like a corporation. If a corporation only fails, doesn't matter what you're doing, doesn't matter what it is. The only reason it's going to fail is because the people behind it. So, in my mind, if you feel like you're going to go under or go bankrupt, well, then just change your mind and expand. And that has bode well for my brother and I. We've started probably almost two dozen companies, and all of them, except for our oil ventures, we did a dozen of those in various ways, from drilling to workovers to not offshore, but just onshore drilling, to salt dome drilling and workovers and so on. And those didn't do so well. But all of our other projects, whether they were in finance, base metals, mining and exploration, high tech, cosmetic industry, and others, they actually all did well. So our companies, there wasn't a company that we had that actually failed. They were either bought out or taken over or are still in existence today. And that was really due to that same mindset that it doesn't really matter, what life pitches at you. You can succeed if you get your head in the game. And that's carried us through. And we eventually started BBS Radio because, well, that's another long story. But my brother and I really wanted to work together on a project by ourselves, without any partners, without any institutions or anybody involved. We wanted to do it ourselves and own it all. I mean, that was the caveat. And we started this, and we have stayed away from any collaborations as far as ownership or any agreements to have any other people or companies own us. And there were many that sat down at the table with us, wanted to incubate us, wanted to fund us, wanted to own a piece of it. There are still people that want to. We probably get a contact every few weeks of either somebody wanting to buy it or sit down at the table or traveling in to see us and want to do a deal. But our past, even though we were successful, our past has shown us that most people you do business with, Kelly, they don't have your best interests at heart. They don't want to work within the spirit of the agreement. They want to sign the agreement and then have their lawyers figure out how they can work around it. That seems to be the modus operandi of most. And it made my brother and I sick to our stomach. And with all the companies that we started, and when I say we were a part of, we actually started the companies either on a napkin or, at a breakfast table or in some restaurant, started it from the concept, and then took it all the way through to the paperwork, establishing it, the paperwork, the funding of it, and then ultimately, often enough, the public trading of it. And even though we took these entities on such a journey, in the end, we were taken for a ride. We ended up with nothing in most cases. And that just, when you spend your life building companies that you're a partner of, and you end up with nothing because the people you're working with are unscrupulous. It takes you in a day. We didn't lose heart because here we are, but we changed direction. We wanted to, instead of folding, we wanted to expand, but do it with each other and not get into that headache anymore and have to deal with anybody for any reason at all. And that's why BBS Radio is successful today, and we're tickled. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm tickled. Thank you so much. I'm so tickled to just be a part of your venture. I wanted to, if and maybe you don't want to, so just say you don't want to if not, but I know you've gone through some pretty hefty natural catastrophes, and you mentioned, you've lost everything. You've lost many terabytes of
Three
data at one
times,
time.
three times. We have lost everything.
Exactly. How do you get up off the mat?
But again, I guess it's a part of that journey, that mindset. But between you and I, the people like yourself, like others that are in your life with the right mindset, with the right heart. They were around us, and we were enabled by them. So it was our fans and our supporters that really ultimately helped carry us through those times. And they did it out of love. Many times my brother and I caught each other crying because we were overwhelmed by the love that we were given. I a lot of people go through these sorts of situations, many in today's world, I must say. That's unfortunate. But they don't have that support system. And we were lucky. We've been blessed. It's overwhelming love. I mean, we were blessed, and that has helped carry us through these times. Thank you.
Yeah, that's so beautiful because, like magnet to steel, right? Your loving parents, instilled that loving heart, that's the legacy of that love carried through, and it carries through Thomas and, your whole family. And it's like I said, it's just you attract it. So that's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Connect with Kelly. I created it as a platform, obviously, because I say it all the time, connect, collaborate, and create together. But my intention has always been to give concrete examples of from heart-centered folks like you, Don, how our creative force, how our spiritual envisionment engine, how it works to create what we want to show up in our reality. And I've given many instances of it myself. So if you wouldn't mind using BBS radio as an example, something got your attention and let's say opened your eyes to just all the different ways to disseminate information, to allow, communication to be interactive, to interactively seen and heard throughout the world. Just, and this is the best part, not the best part, but a really cool part, is uncensored and unrestricted. So how would you describe your ability to tap into your creative force and, recognize it and run with inspiration? But what inspired you to build the most dynamic major media platform on the planet?
Getting right down to brass tacks.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go. Buckle up, everybody.
It's an odd story, but
Oh, we got time. We got all day.
we were moving from California. We moved from Washington State to California, and we were working with different enterprises. We had started from a computer company with David Kay from, K Pro. If anybody of you are that old and understand who or what K Pro is, it was going to be the next Dell, basically, computer system or Microsoft. But we were working with David Kay and helping fund an enterprise with him called Smart Tech Software, learning software. And we were also, working with another venture at the time. But we were working with unscrupulous people that actually did deals with our own lawyers. We had them under our retainer for our purposes, and the let's say partners we had did deals around us with our lawyers. And I know that sounds strange. And yes, eventually we stopped that and we were compensated because that lawyer was in trouble in the situation, but we didn't want to hurt the funders. And when things went wrong, we would rather walk from a deal than hurt people. The money just not, it was never that important, and it still is not that important. We would rather walk and keep our head held high than harm some people we knew, and those were the investors, because we were always the ones finding the money for everything. And so we moved to Texas. And during that time, my brother and I were at a very low part in our life, and my eyes started to open up. I had some experiences when I got here, and those experiences were spiritual. I mean, I could go into them, but those aren't short stories, but they were spiritual. Things happened that didn't make sense. I saw things that didn't make sense. I experienced things that didn't make sense. I lost, various days out of the year. I mean, literally days where you can, in one second it's light and the next second it's dark. Not within a minute or two, losing that, and because of things that had happened involving. And this is going to sound crazy, but involving spirit and in some cases involving off-world entities. And because of that, and my desire to speak about that, some strange people connected with me. And, I started to dig. I started to dig into, what was going on in politics, what was going on around me. My eyes started to open up. I started to realize, I was a surface dweller in many cases, too busy to see what was going on. And when I finally did, I wanted an outlet. And my brother and I, we kind of think larger than life. We don't think small. We never did, because we came from a larger than life family. We always thought, well, if you really put your mind to becoming the president of the United States, you can become the president. If you put your mind to becoming Elon Musk, you can become Elon Musk. So I figured, gee, the media out there is not telling the truth, is covering things up, lies are being told. And nobody knows the truth, and nobody can tell the truth because they're being censored. So with the contacts I had and the things that were happening, I wanted an outlet and to create an outlet where I could tell that story and anybody could tell that story and be the media, become a reporter, be a talk show host without having to deal with mainstream, because they weren't going to do anything for you. And so that was my idea. And I created a way to do that in my head. I've never been in a radio station in my life, folks. I've never been in a radio station. I've never been inside one. I've only driven by one, and seen the antennas. I don't know what they look like. I don't know what equipment they use. I've never been in a TV studio. Same thing. So in my head, it just rolled around how this could be done. And this was the late 1990s, rolling into the early 2000s. And I put it together. And when I put it together, it started to, the dots started to connect very quickly. And eventually, in around 2004, 2005, we were already doing talk shows and remotely engineering other shows for other people. And then allowing interactivity, and away it went. And we wanted to do it where it was, where we were kind of like the people's PC of radio. In other words, everybody could become a star, their dreams could come true. And they could do it at a fraction of the price, because people back then, they were charging $550 to build an intro and outro, create an intro and outro. They were charging $500,000, $1,500 or more to become a talk show host. And that was per hour, by the way, per
Oh,
hour,
wow.
right?
Crazy.
And the lowest prices were around 350. They started coming down to around 150 an hour, but in and around there. And we thought that's just ridiculous. How can anybody, how can the average person become a star by telling people the way it is, the reality, the way they see it, telling people the truth, getting their voices heard? How can that happen at those kind of prices and without any real ability for them to do a production, even if the prices were low enough? So that always came around in my head, and the answers came to me quickly, very quickly. And I sat down and I would actually meditate, and you know, you'd be amazed at the kind of answers you'll get. You'll get answers to life,
Oh, I know.
and
I
right,
do
you'll
know.
get answers to everything. The answers are there. You just have to quiet the mind, believe, imagine, have heart, and it comes in those moments, those still moments. So I put it all together. It just, the schematics would roll into me, everything.
Wow.
And eventually the network just started to unfold, and it had a life of its own. It has its own journey. BBS Network really is a journey of the people, and it's a journey of the truth. It's a journey without censorship, and it's a journey where we come together and we change the paradigm. We change the landscape. And Doug and I have changed the landscape with the help of now our supporters to the point where other networks used to constantly call us. Owners would fly in from TV networks, radio networks to see us, and then browbeat us, tell us we were doing it wrong, we're never going to make money, we're harming it for the other players, we shouldn't be doing it this way, we got a good thing going, all you have to do is do it this way. You know, we've had lawyers coming in and willing to offer us money and buy us out or become partners, and you just got to do it this way. This is how it needs to be. You're destroying the way this is done. But we didn't listen. We didn't care because we didn't want partners. We didn't want success in that respect. We didn't want the money. It didn't matter. And so we continued to do this our way and fund it our way with the help of a good heart and a good spirit. And that's how it's going to continue. You know, we're never going to sell out to people that would ever harm that. You know, will we in the future take on partners? I don't know. I'm leaving that open now because we're at a point where it's a lot of money, folks. You know, we're dealing with a lot of monthly, with a huge monthly nut. And, you know, as you start to grow, you can only get so far doing it yourself. But so far so good, but we still are never going to allow censorship or you know, allow a situation where the hosts will you actually there are callers now, so this is going to be a little awkward. We're going to forgive me, we're going to lose a little train of thought.
Yeah,
We
no
have
problem.
TJ here answering the phones.
Are they for the show or just
They
me?
might be for your
Oh,
show,
okay.
yes. Yeah,
Okay.
yeah. Okay. No, we're still good. So just to finish that thought off, you know, we're wanting to keep it the way it is, with the understandings that we have put in place that will not change. They're set in stone. And
Wow.
unless others who have that same mindset come to us, we're not going to do a deal. We don't want to do a deal. We don't care to do a deal. It would have to be with the right people, with the right mindset, the right heart, and they'd have to be as honest as the day is long.
Well, thank you for that. And
Thank you.
thank you for, as Q says, dreaming bodaciously. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for your heart being open to receive all the inspiration and just running with it, recognizing and running with it, and being fearless, not giving a shit about what other people think or say or how you should do it, all the Matrix bullshit. So thank you. Thank you for that. I am
Thank you. Hey,
just honored
Kelly,
to be with you.
it's an honor to be with you. You
Yay.
know, many of our hosts have that mindset. The programming on our network is stellar, folks. The people here, they actually have their head on right. They have integrity. They have class. They have clarity. They have heart. They have soul. And that's what it's going to take to change the landscape. And that's what we're all here to do. We're here to put our heart, our goodness, and our stamp on the world and leave it a better place for the future.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Well, I want to just, first of all, BBS, I know you say one of the first two, so it's debatable, but you're one of the first networks in the world, like you said,
Right.
to provide remotely engineered live radio
To
broadcast from
even do
anywhere,
internet
anytime.
media.
Yeah,
Right.
over the internet, right? And your tagline is, we do talk shows right. And just speaking from personal experience, that is 100% absolutely true. I knew nothing about hosting or broadcasting or even starting my own radio show, which came as an inspiration one morning as I was just in silence. So it turns out I didn't have to, because right now, as we're speaking, I have my very own professional audio engineer, board operator, Thomas, as I'm broadcasting. So thankfully, I don't need to know squat about the servers that handle all the engineering operations or any of the behind the scenes audio and video equipment, all of it. So I just get to show up in my jammies and talk. And it's absolutely brilliant. Okay, I might be in my sweats.
Thank
I'm
you.
not in my jammies, but so besides, go ahead.
Sorry. No, we wanted that. Thank you. That's exactly that's the home run we were trying to hit. We
Woo!
were even going to trade. When we started it, there was no other companies doing this. And we were going to trademark everything. I was going to patent everything. And I had the lawyers to do it. And my brother, he's such a loving man. He said, "No, we can't do that." I said, "Doug, you don't understand. We really should do this. We should patent everything we're doing." And he fought me on this. He said, "This kind of technology is not for one person. It's not for one company. Even if we have to create our own competition, this is where it has to go so that other networks can start, other people can do this, and it becomes the way it's done." And for years he fought me over it. And I still, just so you know, I still have qualms about that. But, that's the way we did it. And we even set up, we had a fella who was working for another enterprise we were partners of, 50% owners of. This was a cosmetic company. It was called, if you all want to see it, peterlamas.com or Lamas International. We were 50% partners and owners with Peter Lamas and Daniel Sanders. And ultimately, folks, we ended up with zero. Zero. We owned 50% of the entire enterprise, the corporation, I mean, everything. But we ended up with zero. But, as we were funding that, gosh, I really, forgive me, that would be a long story. But, right, as we were funding that, that's when we were really starting BBS Network. And my brother, he was adamant at the time that when these people came over, that were working for the other enterprise and wanted to start a company like ours. In other words, this fellow was from Israel. He flew in. He was working as a bookkeeper for Lamas. He flew in to do some paperwork with myself, who was doing part of the bookkeeping and paperwork for Lamas at the time. He saw what we were doing with BBS Network, and he asked, this was his first words when he saw it. He said, "I can't believe what you've done. I want to do this in Los Angeles. I've recently moved there. I want to set up a system like yours in Los Angeles, and I want to have people come into a studio because this right now is my new dream. I'm going to stop working for Lamas. Please allow me to do this." And I, thinking the way I did, I was like, already people, I said to him, well, people then are going to be able to know how I do things. They're going to see what you're doing, especially if you're going to not do a remote engineered studio. You're going to do a walk-in studio. They're going to see how you do it, and they're going to copy it. And my brother said, no, do it, allow it. This is, this is the way. This is the way. Right? And so I did. And he created a very successful studio at the time. Very successful. Still in
That's
business
awesome.
today. And he moved his family then to from Israel to California and was able to do that. He was, he's my best friend today, my best friend. But ultimately, there were within the first year, he had about eight people that were, that came in that were doing talk shows that saw what he was doing and started their own. And then within a couple of years, there were a couple dozen people that started their own networks. And then it started happening in New York. A couple people of that were there moved to New York, and New York they started doing. And so it happened. All of a sudden, there was shows on the studios on the West Coast and on the East Coast, and boom. By then, my idea to patent and trademark what I was doing was over, right?
That went out the window.
But we
Oh,
created
that's funny.
our own competition. And now, of course, it's a phenomenon. There are many companies that do podcasting and broadcasting all over the world. But that's kind of, the origin story, and our mindset and what occurred. So ultimately, it was really about doing this for the people, creating an outlet, an avenue, a technology, a way of doing things that people could become the media. That just like X says now, it's funny. When we used to do things, we would be emulated and copied all the time. But and I say this because when I said, the first time I ever said it, BBS Radio, you are your own culture. We at BBS Radio, we have our own culture. And then Facebook within 1 week was using that and tagging that line and so on.
Oh, wow.
Right. When people, you are the media. Now, of course, X uses that, you are the media. And I see these things, and it might not be because of us, but you see these kind of mindsets, the evolution of that thought process moving out. And that's what we wanted. We wanted that. And we kind of laugh a little bit. It tickles our funny bone because we see that happening. And thank heavens it is.
Yay.
Thank heavens it is, because that is changing the landscape for the better and allowing people to tell the truth where, what that Orwellian mindset, that you'll be, there'll come a time where those who tell the truth will be outcast as madmen. Well, let us be madmen
Yeah,
together.
thankful. I'll stand up.
Right? Exactly.
Oh, wow. Thank you for sharing all of that. That's so good. And we all of us that are on the shows now, I know are collectively saying thank you. And thank you, Doug, for
Oh,
just being fearless and for your just insight into what it is today, both of you. So that's amazing. I'm so grateful. I know we're kind of running out here. I wanted to give you an opportunity. You and BBS, the team, have been working on something pretty special. And would you like to share what that is?
well, thank you. Thank you. Before I do, I wanted to say there is, you were talking about the fact that you're a newbie. I love that word, newbie.
Newbie.
At talk radio, and you started with no knowledge. Well, there's a host that's coming on today named we call her Aloha, and
Yes, we do.
Right, she's going to be starting her first 2-hour talk show at 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's going to have a name you might be familiar with a slight change, called Being Inspired by Q, and not with Q, Being Inspired by Q. And she is never done talk radio before, is going to be a little skittish, I would think, because again, she's coming from a place of very little wherewithal when it comes to this. And but we make it easy, and she's going to be able to do a great talk show, knowing nothing, never doing it before, and just having inspiration. So to just compound on what you were saying, there's going to be a great example of that starting today, debut show, 3 to 5 p.m. on this station. So stay tuned. And
Central time, y'all. Central time.
right.
Yeah.
And
Thank you for that. I was gonna shout out. So thank you. And
oh, thank you.
Aloha, you got this, girl. You are a powerhouse. You're a badass powerhouse. So you go, and we're all gonna be listening. So yeah,
We're
anyway,
all going to be
continue.
listening. No fear, no fear.
No fear.
We're coming out with an app, folks. We have an app now that's kind of sleek. It's simplistic, but it allows you to call in or listen to the programs on the station. It's very simplistic, but it did the job. But now we've spent quite a bit of money. And a lot of time since January of 2024, we've had a 5-member team, a project manager, and 4 coders since again early last year, developing a new world-class app for BBS Network, for BBS Radio, and for the listeners, for the guests, for the broadcasters and the podcasters. And it is world class. You don't spend the kind of money we did, the kind of time putting something together, unless there's been a lot of planning and you do it right. And we have put in a lot of time, a lot of effort. We think we've done it right. And it's going to roll out this year. In fact, it already just about rolled out, but my brother got upset at the corporation that was developing it, because they launched it and then we immediately took it down because there were things that needed to be done. My brother's overseeing the largest aspect of this, and they jumped the gun. So there was a situation where we stopped the rollout, and now we are still in, let's say, final phase before the rollout. The rollout's going to happen in 2 to 3 months. We were going to launch it early this year, but that's what happens in technology. Technology moves so fast that you never get ahead of it. And that's another thing about the money, self-funding. Unless you have a lot of money and you can get a teams putting this together, you're always a little behind the eight ball. And that's where we find ourselves often. But we're rolling it out almost a year late, continuous development, and it's going to roll out with phase one in a couple months, 2 to 3 months this year, Truly, this year it'll roll out. We've already seen it. It's phenomenal. And
Woo.
it'll roll out in four phases. Each phase will add a new component or a set of components to the app. It's all developed. Now it's being tied in with the APIs into our servers. And we've had to, there were situations where we had to redo all of our databasing, and that took 2 extra months and a couple extra databasers, full time, 2 extra months to redo the databasing so there was no latency, because we find that most of our users now are mobile, over 90%. And we also find that, if they're sitting and waiting for something to happen for more than 2 seconds, they're gone. So you start to lose money, and you lose traffic, and you lose customers and listeners if you're not instant. So that all has taken place. And there's a few tweaks that we're doing now. And when it rolls out, you're going to love it. We'll make some big announcements throughout the website. We'll start actively marketing. My twin brother and I haven't spent $1 since 2004. Not a dollar, marketing.
That's
And most
amazing.
times, corporations spend 30% of their monies on marketing and advertising. We haven't spent a dollar. We might have spent a few bucks here and there on Google Ads, haven't in the last couple of years, but maybe 100 a month or a few hundred a month in some years. But that's really the extent of it. So when I say we're going to start marketing, we're going to start putting the kind of money we have in these teams, coding teams, into marketing. And it will go into promoting the app, because the tools and the app, again, world class. You're going to love it. And we want everybody to be able to see it and use it. And again, those phases will roll out and won't finish rolling out until mid next year. So there's a lot planned. It's just about to start. We're going to have a lot of fun. Get ready, folks. We're excited.
Love is the new currency, right? You didn't need any of those silly papers, green pieces of paper with pyramids on them. You didn't need it. But yeah, we're just so thrilled, Don, that you just keep on keeping on and keep expanding. And we're just, I know I'm speaking for the crowd. Keep going. Keep going,
Thank you.
Doug. All of you, the whole team, we're just so honored and thankful that you followed your heart and you just were fearless and didn't take no for an answer. So thank you from all of us. And thank you so much for just being with me, for joining me today. I truly enjoyed our chat. I say this to some other of my family members, the spiritual family members, that I envision this big ass bonfire and a group of us just laughing and playing and around it, someday. How fun would that be?
I
I
would
just,
love that. In
wouldn't that
fact,
be fun?
well,
Yeah.
that's in the pike. That's
It's
something.
coming.
Yes, we want to do some sort of a yearly get together with the hosts, and if list and
Oh.
promote it to the listeners, and have some sort of a gathering. And it's not going to be your typical type gathering. We're going to do this in the BBS way, and that's going to be strange and wild. And we're going to put that together where we meet up for a 2-day event. Literally 2, maybe even 3 days. We meet somewhere in either Sedona or Shasta or somewhere with a little energy, and we invite all the broadcasters and podcasters on our network. And we sing a little kumbaya.
That's so great. Okay, I'm RSVPing right now. Oh gosh. Okay, y'all, if you're considering broadcasting or podcasting, I really do hope you'll check out BBS Radio TV. I think we've done a pretty good job of extolling all its virtues. Obviously, your prices and services can't be matched. Don, Doug,
Thank you.
crew are extremely knowledgeable, and their customer service is top shelf. Top shelf. So please go to bbsradio.com for more information. It's all there, and they will chat with you. And like me and Aloha, we can't wait to hear you, Aloha. We're just little light beings down here, not knowing anything. So here we go. So thank you everyone for joining me. Of course, thank you to the amazing BBS Radio team for helping Don and me make this broadcast flawless. You're all amazing. So I will be back in 2 weeks, September 27th at 10 a.m. Central, and I am privileged to have a dear friend of mine as my guest. Fellow Q-sters will know her as Beth from Washington. She is the founder and director of the Alchemy School and the Dendera Institute. Her and her team of amazing creative partners help folks connect with creative force and just realize their divine potential. Beth and I are just over the moon, so excited to bring the topic of command language front and center again. We're going to discuss what command language is and the power that our vocal cords have in bringing our spirit more fully into our bodies as we ascend. So I hope you're going to join us in 2 weeks. And of course, next up, Unstoppable Love with the high flying Lauren and Zosha. Thank you all for being here. I love you. See you in 2 weeks. Beautiful day, everyone.